Oh, snap! It's another Snap Review from the Family Gamers.
This Snap Review is the Card Caddy and Accessories by Narrows Hill.
So the Card Caddy system is a really interesting system. It's made of some kind of plastic.
Very durable plastic.
Very durable plastic. And at its core, the Card Caddy is really just a box to hold some cards in.
Yeah.
The original Card Caddy was sized to hold basically a deck of playing cards comfortably.
A standard deck of cards with a little bit of extra room, but not very much. Mm-hmm. If you had more than 55 cards, it wasn't going to fit. We've had one of those for quite a while now, and we've actually gone out and gotten a few more, because
mm-hmm.
They're really handy. Not only is it a case, once you open it up, it goes back together in a different direction and becomes a way to hold your draw pile and have a discard tray to make it easier to play cards anywhere that they might start to blow around a little bit.
Right. The thing that makes it really neat is that the two halves fit into each other, so it always provides walls so that if you're not necessarily playing on a flat surface, you are able to have a draw and a discard, and you don't have to worry about balancing your cards on top of, like, a suitcase or something in an airport, which we've done before. Yeah. One of the reasons why the Card Caddy is so interesting is because not only do you have this hard, durable case that you can throw a deck of cards in and throw it in your bag, but also it's got that cool feature of the discard tray. And finally, every single Card Caddy has on it a little indentation with the ability to store a poker chip in it. And that's really handy because you never know when you might need a poker chip for like a small blind or a big blind or for any kind of indicator when you're playing a game.
Yeah. We also have received a few of the Card Caddy accessories
mm-hmm.
To review, so we'll cover those real quickly. We have a single deck size box.
We have a double deck box as well, which is twice as tall, so it would hold twice as many cards.
Yep.
Or it would hold about 60 cards sleeved.
That's
right?
Handy.
Because it makes them a little bit thicker, and the Card Caddy, it is big enough to hold sleeved cards. So
listen
something
to this,
like
Magic
this,
the Gathering players.
Yeah, this is perfect for Magic the Gathering players. What makes it even better is there is a Card Caddy cache, which basically clips onto the end of a Card Caddy. So if you've got a 60 to 70 card Magic deck sleeved, and you wanted to also carry some dice with you, you could grab one of these cache things. I think you could literally, and I'm not kidding when I say this, I bet you could run this thing over.
With a car.
Maybe not the Card Caddy itself, but this cache thing, I mean, it is thick and heavy duty.
I think the Card Caddy itself, if it was full of cards,
yeah,
you could run over and you'd be more likely to, bump it out of the way than to destroy it.
So it's very, very durable. But that's not even the only thing that we have. We have another piece.
Yes. We have another piece, which it just says on here Card Caddy connector, but it's a scoreboard.
Mm-hmm.
It has two little pegs that store on one side, and you can clip it onto the Card Caddy, actually with either side facing up, either the pegs or the pegboard. But you take the pegboard out, and you can keep track of scores from 0 to 70. And there's two colors of pegs here on ours, a white and a green.
Right. So, again, for those Magic the Gathering players, you could track your life with this. You
mm-hmm.
could track any kind of counters or anything like that. Any games that are card games that you need to track a numeric score for, you could do something like this for that as well. And it's called the Card Caddy Connector because you can actually put it between two card caddies
This one you could put between two card caddies.
Yep. So Narrows Hill just completed their Kickstarter for the Triple Decker Card Caddy. So that's going to be available soon as well. And there's a few other accessories that Chris Nichols, the guy who has created this, has on the docket. We love these things. We've given a couple of them away on the show.
Yep.
We really recommend them. It's super convenient to take a deck of cards, take it out of the lame cardboard box that's going to fall apart.
Oh my goodness.
Throw those cards into a card caddy and then just chuck it in your bag. They're inexpensive. You can find them for under $5 for the single decks.
Yeah.
They're fantastic. We like them a lot.
Yeah. I would highly recommend, for families who play card games with their kids, the regular single deck card caddy is perfect for a regular deck of cards. If you're a family that plays a lot of, say, Uno, then you're going to want a double decker. But an entire set of Uno cards will fit in a double deck box.
Right.
I don't think we're going to put a rating on this review. But we do think they're excellent.
Right. I mean, they're just so subjective. They could be used for so many different things that it's really difficult to say, this is, you know, X number of stars out of X number of stars. Yeah. But I cannot more highly recommend the Card Caddy. You could just Google Card Caddy and you'll find them and all the different kinds that are out there. We've had Chris Nichols on the show before. It's an excellent product, really all done by one guy.
Yeah.
So definitely check out the Card Caddies if you travel at all with card games.
Even to your local restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the Card Caddy
in a snap.